Kabul, a bomb has just exploded near the American embassy, killing 16 people. This attack on September the 8th, 2006, is the most violent in 5 years in the Afghan capital. The Taliban have claimed responsibility for the attack that bears Al-Qaeda's signature, a suicide car bombing. The capture of Osama bin Laden and the destruction of the Taliban regime is the armed coalition's mission in Afghanistan, the greatest international mobilization since World War II.
The United States military has begun strikes against Al-Qaeda terrorist training camps and military installations of the Taliban regime.
Side by side with the American GIs, over 10,000 elite soldiers of the coalition forces search for Al-Qaeda's commander night and day. But after 5 years, Osama bin Laden still eludes them. 5 years after the peacekeeping forces arrived, Al-Qaeda's fighters are still here, assisted by Taliban rebels. We've filmed these exclusive scenes in the province of Razni, less than 2 hours away from Kabul. We're among the few journalists to be allowed to interview a group of Taliban fighters since 2001.
We don't have to do directly with Osama bin Laden. We get our orders from Mullah Omar by letter, by tape, or other means.
Camps like these develop very quickly in Afghanistan. In all, the Taliban have about 15 to 20,000 fighters at their disposal. Their objective, to take back control of the country. Their method, terrorism, surprise attacks against the West, led by small, standalone groups. Their weaponry, anti-tank rockets, Kalashnikovs, automatic guns. They move very fast on bikes. In this context of extreme violence, we've been trying to understand why Osama bin Laden, the most wanted man on the surface of the earth, is still at large. We're driving back to Kabul. We want to see the Americans. A few days after our arrival, Luke Nitting, NATO spokesman, is giving his weekly press conference in front of about 30 journalists of the international press. For more than 20 minutes, Major Nitting goes on about field successes of the Western armies against Taliban rebels.
Stated operational requirement is 100 instead of 85%. Hundreds of men who we wish had instead chosen to fight for prosperity and progress in Punjabi and Kashmir no longer remain as a threat.
When we ask the major about bin Laden, his attitude quickly changes.
The capture of Osama bin Laden is the priority for Croatia.
I prominently wear this ISAF badge to try to get across that I'm not a coalition soldier. I'm probably a NATO soldier and obviously come from the American Army. I'll let the coalition speak for themselves. Their mission here continues, and they could answer that question far better than us.
So they're against from links between Taliban fighters in the south and Al-Qaeda.
We're just not that interested in weapons.
Pakistan, protector of bin Laden's troops. This idea is largely held by certain Afghan officials. We have a meeting with one of Ahmed Karzai's close advisors. He agrees to meet us on condition that we don't show his face. For 4 years, this man attended meetings with the Americans dedicated to the capture of Osama bin Laden. And he goes even further. According to him, the Bush administration itself doesn't want to capture the leader of Al-Qaeda.
There are relations very, very...
There are friendly relationships that go back a long way. You know, the Americans are the ones who supported him and made him very famous.
Does American Secret Service have relations with people who are close to Ben Laden?
Quand les hélicoptères américains vont
When American helicopters give weapons to the Afghan forces, these same helicopters are giving the same things to the Taliban. That shows that there are very secret ties between the Taliban fighters and the Americans, one way or another.
Are the Taliban fighters still linked to Al-Qaeda?
Yes, of course. There is a very strong coordination between the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and the Pakistani secret services, of course.
If the Americans don't want stability in Afghanistan, why send elite soldiers to capture Al-Qaeda's leader? Officially, the French Special Forces have this mission. Their headquarters is in Jalalabad. That's where we must go to continue our report. The road to Jalalabad is one of the only Afghan roads that lead to Pakistan. Halfway between the Pakistani border and Tora Bora, where bin Laden was last officially seen at the end of 2001, before the American bombings. We're on our way to the airport. Behind these walls and this barbed wire, the camp of the French Special Forces under American command. The Afghan army is guarding the entire area. Here, there are no two ways about it. It's strictly forbidden to film. We try to make it back to the French camp. It's impossible for us to meet the French soldiers. They seem to have been informed of our report, but the subject is sensitive. The name of Osama bin Laden has become taboo for the military authorities. A few months ago, we were given exceptional permission to film French soldiers from the COS, Special Operations Command. Exclusive images as they were leaving on their mission side by side with the Afghan army. These elite troops must never show their faces. Finally, we're able to obtain a secret meeting with a French soldier. We have to hide his identity, but he informs us that twice the French Special Forces had bin Laden in their gun sights.
It's true. I can testify that in 2003 and 2004 we did indeed make visual contact and that I had him in our gun sights. The sniper said, "I have a lock on bin Laden." We were hard of action. It was nighttime, gunfire all around us. We were trying to stay out of sight. We were trenched. Don't forget the context. By the time the Americans were informed, there was no snapshot. Well, the report was correct, and then it's a problem of decision, and decision was made at Bagram. The truth is that at that moment, there was a hesitation in the chain of command.
This account has been dubbed to prevent us from identifying the soldier's voice. On two occasions, the French sharpshooters were waiting in position, yet no order arrived from Bagram, the American headquarters which supervised the missions of the French soldiers in the COS, and bin Laden got away. To find out more, we go to see Abdullah, one of our old acquaintances. He's one of the prominent figures in the city of Jalalabad, someone close to the warlords aiding the Americans in their search for bin Laden in 2001. Nothing happens in this region without his knowing about it. Abdullah takes us to the ruins of bin Laden's house in Jalalabad, an impressive dwelling of over 500 square meters. The leader of Al-Qaeda had brought his wives here, as well as his guardsmen from Yemen.
I think Jalalabad for a couple of reasons. One, because of the closeness of Tora Bora here. I guess they felt it was a good place for training for them. And also taking advantage of the Pashtun hospitality.
where anyone comes and takes safety with you, you have to protect him.
Osama bin Laden had chosen Jalalabad for its proximity to the mountains of Tora Bora, which run along the Pakistani border, a perfect location which enabled him to receive logistical aid from Pakistan and to get away easily in the event of an American attack.
There were only about 50 American forces here. But I guess if most of them were with General Ali at that time. Some were with a few British and Americans with Haji Zaman. And then the third commander was Haji Zahir. He didn't have any Americans with him. So I think the whole thing was that the planning, as I said, was probably not properly done, was that the mountain passes, the caravan routes, all these areas were not properly secured. I guess anyone that has taken part in a war or in a fight, they know before you attack a place, you surround the place. I don't think they were going to wait for the B-52 bombers. And then also, there were negotiations with the Taliban at that time to surrender. That gave them a lot of time to escape.
Why, after 5 years, the coalition didn't capture Osama bin Laden, according to you?
To me, I mean, every Afghan has this question in their mind, like, why isn't Osama captured? Why isn't Mullah Omar captured? Is there some kind of a game going on here in this region? For us, I think maybe if the world is interested in capturing him or not, but the Afghans are very, very insecure, that why isn't it happening?
Was the American army a victim of a lack of coordination? Or did it deliberately begin negotiations with the Taliban, giving Osama bin Laden enough time to escape? In order to get the answer, we go to Tora Bora, a few hours away from Jalalabad. Tora Bora is on a mountain road close to the Pakistani border. This is where bin Laden escaped the coalition forces in 2001. It's here in the mountains of Tora Bora that we have a meeting with the Rukiani tribe. A few hundred men, women and children live here under the authority of their chief, Haji Abdullah. This warlord is highly respected. He's part of the Mujahideen commanders who offered their help to the Americans to arrest bin Laden at the end of 2001, an offer that he says was refused. Like a growing number of Afghans, Haji Abdullah believes that al-Qaeda's leader was able to take advantage of the Americans' complacency in order to escape.
Definitely, yes. I know that some of the leaders you're talking about can move through tribal regions, especially along the border, because they convince the villagers to help them through religion, through Islam. It's very easy for them to travel in that zone without any problem.
Why the coalition don't catch them? Why the Americans, for example, don't catch them?
We know very well that the Americans are not interested in capturing him. That's exactly the question. Better ask them directly.
Can you tell us how Osama escaped from this area in 2001?
I don't believe he escaped. Someone let him go. The Americans have the means to control and see everything from airspace. So how could they miss the 70 people who were with him? Apparently they let him go.
And why?
Better fish in troubled waters, as we say in Pashto.
This is a proverb in Pashtun. So you mean that the coalition lets the place very clear to let him escape? I mean the American.
Definitely.
Yes, absolutely. I suggested that the Americans give me the responsibility and the necessary means to have the job done. If they had done that, I'm 99% sure I would have caught bin Laden. Why? Because I'm from this region and I know it better than anyone. But they wouldn't accept my help, so he was able to escape.
From Kabul to Jalalabad, accusations against the Americans are growing. It could be, however, just coordination problems or a lack of knowledge of the region. One man may very well have the answer. His name, Haji Zahir. This warlord has become a general in the Afghan police. He's one of three Afghan commanders who helped the Americans during the Tora Bora attack. He's very close to the Americans and has already received death threats from Al-Qaeda. Why did the Americans let Osama bin Laden escape? At this stage of our investigation, the idea of Pakistani pressure still seems to be the most likely possibility. To reach our final destination, we must cross the border and enter Pakistan. After driving for a day, we arrive at Dhaka along the Pakistani border. In this small fort, we meet Nazim Jabbar Kale, its commander. He's the leader of a phantom brigade somewhere in the middle of the mountains. Their mission, to stop Taliban and Al-Qaeda's fighters crossing the border. A few dozen meters from here, Pakistan. This garrison is of utmost importance to the coalition. But Commander Nazim is disgusted with the insufficient means at his disposal. He's also very critical of Pakistan's secret police that may be protecting the leader of Al-Qaeda.
We have a 1550-mile long common border with Pakistan. I have myself been an officer here for the past 4.5 years, and I can assure you that most of our problems come from this region. Osama is not in the Afghan tribes. It's obvious he's hiding over there, on the Pakistani side. Let's call a spade a spade.
Everywhere, Afghan police and military are getting increasingly bitter. They now feel they've been given a raw deal. Millions of dollars have been invested in Afghanistan to find bin Laden and his troops. Afghans, however, are exasperated by their lack of means and accuse their American allies of giving in to Pakistan. So we must go to Peshawar to find some kind of explanation and understand why everyone's been pointing their finger at Pakistan since the beginning of our report. Road, we drive through the well-known tribal zones. In the midst of the border region, it's the main area for all sorts of trafficking. We're very close to the place where bin Laden was last seen just a few months ago. Peshawar, capital of Northwest Frontier Province. It's close to Waziristan, where bin Laden is thought to be hiding. With nearly 800,000 inhabitants, Peshawar is seen as a bastion of Muslim fundamentalism. Murder, abductions, violent demonstrations, the town's been deserted by foreigners. It's placed under high surveillance by the Pakistani authorities. Here, Osama bin Laden has many supporters. We need special permission to film. First stop in Peshawar, Hamid Gul's office. This former chief of the Pakistani Secret Service is a prominent figure in Pakistan. He's strongly suspected of having helped finance Al-Qaeda. We asked him if he believed bin Laden was still alive and if the Americans would eventually capture him.
This is very difficult to say they will never find him, unless one can say that, okay, he's dead. And now, what are they? Never going to find him. No, but every now and then, the evidence which Americans themselves put out, it shows that he is still alive. But probably they'd say that he's planning another operation. I don't know. But I think Al-Qaeda is now out in the open. Al-Qaeda doesn't belong to any one man. It's not taking instructions from one center, central authority. Rather, it is a global franchise. Whoever has a grouse to settle against America wants to wreak vengeance on imperialism and capitalism.
In Pakistan, Peshawar symbolizes the fight against the United States and its allies. The town shelters Taliban leaders who fled Afghanistan since the arrival of the International Coalition in 2001. But they're regaining strength, and it was in Pakistan that we fixed our report on the Taliban going back to Afghanistan. At the same time, an ally of the Americans and a haven for the fundamentalists, why is Pakistan playing for both sides? We have a meeting at the BBC, the British radio and TV network in Peshawar. Ashraf Ali is a renowned specialist of the Taliban movement.
Basically, you see, it's a sort of double game. The Pakistani government was playing. On the one hand, they would support the Taliban, and on the other hand, they are an ally in the war on terror. The people in the conservative areas, as you know, a majority of the people are living in the conservative areas, so they are on very good terms with the Taliban, and they have all their sympathies with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. And to some, they would say that still Osama bin Laden is the hero of Islam.
Pakistan's Islamists feel stronger every day. In a poor district of Peshawar is Mahabat Mosque. It shelters a fundamentalist movement, the Sharia United Front, and, of course, its own madrasa, a Quran school where dozens of youngsters are trained each year. This mosque is run by Mullah Qureshi. Close to Mullah Omar, he's one of the fundamentalist leaders in Pakistan. Upon our arrival, his son discreetly comes to greet us, because we're not officially allowed to film here. The Pakistani Secret Service is keeping a watchful eye on the mosque and on Mullah Muhammad Yusuf Qureshi. Here, however, Islamist leaders such as Qureshi are virtually untouchable because they're so popular, and also because they're serving the interests of the regime, acting as middlemen to negotiate with the Taliban.
The brutal and unjust behavior of the coalition has only made Osama bin Laden more popular, to the point that he can now count on the support he gets from local population. Afghan and Pakistani communities join together in prayer to support him. Actually, the more America hurts Osama, the more his popularity increases with the local population. But it's true that the Pakistani government's position is not very clear. They are dealing with both Taliban and Americans.
In the streets of Pakistan, fundamentalist speeches like Qureshi's are spreading. More and more often, the Taliban are organizing anti-Western demonstrations to gain favor and put pressure on the Pakistani government. The growing pressure is expressed by outspoken members of parliament, including Shabir Ahmad Khan.
The big army of the West and the European army came to Afghanistan and Pakistan and utilized the Pakistan airports and the Pakistan logistic support. But don't search Osama and their friend. Pakistan is a very important geopolitical situation in this region. In this region is a launching pad. In the future scenario, Iran is present. And compared to Iran, China is very challenging country in future, near future. Therefore, America wants that they stay here.
Our inquiry has raised disturbing questions. The case of bin Laden is an embarrassment to the authorities in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and the United States. The Americans, already weakened in Iraq, must provide some firm answers if they're to stop their situation in Afghanistan from deteriorating still further.